And as you just heard from Chuck, the European Parliament voted overwhelmingly today to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, citing the Kremlin's bombing of civilians and non-military sites across the country of Ukraine. And Newsmax chief White House correspondent James Rosen got to sit down today with the EU ambassador to the United States, Stavros Lambrinidis.
What do you think the impact of that will be on the Russia-Ukraine conflict?
The European Parliament has a great political force. It doesn't have a legal binding force. So I expect that its designation is going to have political ripple effects. The European Union as a whole has already shouted out Russia for its massive violations of international law. And our emphasis right now is to helping the Ukrainians and others to collect, the pure evidence that proves on the ground those crimes that that Russia committed.
And the move also paves the way for member states of the 27-nation European Union to follow the lead of some countries, such as Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania, that have already designated Russia as a terror state.